Radio Theatre 3 p.m. Thursdays on WGX, the Creative Community Radio.
Radio Theatre Program. Tonight on Radio Theatre, Orson Welles goes camping naked with a bearskin rug. And Amos and Andy and Raggedy Ann and Andy get together and they have Amos and Raggedy Ann and Andy show. That'll be fun. Also, tiny children saying things they can't quite pronounce. That is a really good part of the show. Radio Theater.
I'm Tom Rowe, and today on Radio Theater, we'll hear from local storytellers. First, Slink Moss's rock opera for kids about a poor boy, his friends in the trees, some treasure, and a dragon. Talking Animals was performed by Slink Moss at Wave Farm in Acre in 2007. Then Mark Bailey and Gregor Treese interrupt the festivities with an interview. Dan Seward presents a tale of Robinson Crusoe and Osama bin Laden. On today's episode of Radio Theater.
Okay. Here's our hero. The poor boy.
There's a poor boy, there's a poor boy. He's got nothing in the world. He's got nothing in the world. He's got nothing in the world. All he's got is his overalls and his hat and his nature, which is tough. Always think, even when things aren't going so good, that things will turn around and the sun was gonna shine. But he's a poor boy, yeah, poor boy, and he's got nothing in the world. Nothing in the world, he's got nothing in the world. So what does the poor boy do? He leaves his farm and he heads to the forest. Land of the talking trees. Talking trees, talking trees. They know all the histories. Talking trees, talking trees. They know all the mysteries about the gold in the mountain. About the gold. Dragon, whoa, whoa, talking trees, they know all the mysteries. Talking trees, they know all the histories about the gold and the dragon, about the gold. So the talking trees tell the poor boy, go to the mountain, go to the mountain. That's where the dragon has the treasure. And the poor boy finds a sharp stick. The poor boy finds a sharp stick. And he walks up the mountain. Oh boy, be careful. Poor boy, watch out for the dragon. Watch out, poor boy. Poor boy, the dragon, he's got fire. Poor boy, watch out for the dragon. Watch out, poor boy.
Dog.
And he stabs the dog dragon right into the eye. Stabs him into one eye. Stabs him one time. And the dragon wakes up very angry. Rawr! Run, poor boy. Because you didn't kill that dragon just yet. Run, 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 run away. across the mountains and the valleys, across the river to the land of the talking trees, across the mountains and the valleys, across the rivers to the land of the talking trees. Across the mountains and the valleys, across the mountains and the rivers, across the mountains to the land of the talking trees. But just remember, the dragon, he has fire. Oh no! The dragon, with his fiery breath, blows down upon the talking trees and burns the talking trees. And the talking trees go, no, 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 don't burn us. But they all burn. What's a poor boy to do? Well, he's a poor boy, he's a poor boy. He's got nothing in the world. He's got nothing in the world. He's got nothing in the world. Oh no, you lost your friend, the talking trees, all because you were trying to get some gold. What's a poor boy to do? What's a poor boy to do? The poor boy thinks. And he thinks. And then he acts. He finds a sharp stick, a new sharp stick, and says, I'm going back up to the mountain. Poor boy, please be careful. And he stabs the dragon in the other eye and kills the dragon dead. And you see the treasure of the dragon. And the poor boy only takes 3 coins. He just takes 3. And he puts them in that pot there that he finds at the dragon's hideout. 3 golden coins. He takes 3 golden coins. 1 for the tractor, 2 for the seeds, 3 for the future, to see what he can see. He takes 3 golden coins. 3 golden coins. And what does the poor boy do? He plants. He plants and he works hard. He gets up every day early. And he works his land. And then, after all summer working, sprouts start to appear. Sprouts. And you know what grows? That's right. Talking trees, talking trees. They know all the histories. Talking trees, talking trees. They know all the mysteries about the gold and the dragon. About the gold that was on the mountain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. story. Thank you, late farmers, big and small.
But we're running out of time, meaning... Oh, someone's knocking
on some...
Is that
those guys? Oh, maybe that's maybe that's Juan.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it...
Wait, that's pretty funny. Wait, hold on. Mark, let me...
Let me... All right, we'll let you guys in. Hold on a second.
Let me go unlock the door. We don't always lock the door because we feel safe. Hold on. I'm going to unlock the door there.
One guy's a stoner, right? And the other guy drinks? Is it Juan's the stoner?
I don't know the difference between them.
So. Okay.
But it doesn't matter. You know what? We're not going to judge. We're not going to have stigma. We're not going to get angry. All right. So, Mark, you... sorry, folks.
Yeah.
It's 90.7. I'm going to go...
All right, let those guys in.
I'm going to go unlock the door.
They're like caged in
there. I like
there.
To stay by the mic because I always feel a little naked. But hold on. Let me go get them.
Okay,
let me go unlock the door. Okay.
Gregory's going
to... I'm going to walk out.
Let Juan and Al in. They're local sheep farmers up here in Windham. It's actually a new sheep farm. And they said they were going to turn up their mics and stuff. Hey, you guys.
Hey,
what's up? What are you guys doing?
What's going on? Yeah, dude, that's something. Thank you for coming all the way.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys. Are you? Is that milk? Is that sheep milk?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, you can use my.
Yeah, that's sheep milk. I got a little sheep milk. Hi, I'm Juan.
Hey, Juan, what's happening? And Al is the other cat over on the.
So
hey,
how you doing, Al? Cool, Al. You're a little silent. That's okay, dude.
Don't hold back.
Yeah, I think it's a little shy.
So, you guys, let me try to get this straight. Do you do a lot of different sheep?
A lot of different sheep products. We got a lot of different. We got butter and like we're gonna start doing lamb skim condoms.
Oh wow, that's
yeah.
Well, lamb skin condoms.
Yeah.
Has that like an aroma? Because I read some of the rap sheet here about your. It has like a smell, like an initial
Al,
smell.
Al, help me out on this.
we've been working together for a while.
I know that's. You guys are so timid.
It's
amazing.
I don't know if you smell more like a human ashtray or like a human like lamb bar of butter.
Yeah, you have like some
butter bar
ether
of lamb.
Trails going on. But Al, I really want you to like pay attention and it's okay, dude. I don't know if the mics are not working.
We really like your show, guys. We've been
oh, there. See, now the mics work.
Oh, yeah.
Juan, so cool to meet you. So how did you and how'd you and Al, how'd you meet up? I mean, like, that's always a fun way of finding out about people is that they say, well, you know, whatever. Tell me.
I could tell you we were in this chat room on lamb-related products and lamb stuff, and we just got our lamb on.
Mm. That is very special.
You know?
And Al, Mark, you want to ask Al about it?
Yeah. Al. All right, Al.
Yeah. trying to keep everything together now. So,
what do you like? Well, let me guess. One of your hobbies might be drinking. Is that possible?
No,
what do you like to do?
I'll tell you. I have a distillery.
Wait, you guys also produce spirits as well?
No. I do. Juan works it into his prophylactics.
We don't want to tell all of our secrets in one show. Who could really?
No, we don't want to.
That's pretty funny.
Well, we don't want to do anything like that.
No, we wouldn't. But you know what? Don't have to tell secrets. You have to help us understand what you do. It's not like telling us the magic formula. I mean, really. So, Al, you're not like on the road. I mean, you're not. This is not for consumer consumption, right? I mean, what you do.
It's all for consumption, right, Al?
Well, I do it for myself, and I like people to experience the fruits of my labor.
Can I just say, he's being shy. Al, you really, come on, man. Like, open up a little bit here.
Yeah, like Juan. See, Juan goes up to the mic. Al is a little reticent.
Yeah, just come over. Come over a little.
Mark, don't make fun of Al, because he's having a hard time getting close.
I have a laughing problem.
Oh, that's okay, because that's what it's all about. It's all about humor. So, Al, it's nice that you get close to the mic. What were you trying to say?
I feel that what I do is appreciated and consumed. Juan always believed in me.
Well, you know, we were just written up in Lamb Butter Time News.
There is such a thing as Lamb.
Is there?
Butter Time. No, I'm asking.
No, I mean, these guys are. Yeah. Dude, I am so glad you guys have. Look, to travel the distance you've actually traveled.
It's amazing.
we are a lonely couple here. We're like show hosts, co-hosts. What the heck are we again, Marky B? I am so confused.
We're master show hosts.
Oh, master show hosts. Yes. This is great. So we don't want to, like, you know, you got a ways back to go. Juan, tell me, you mentioned lambskin, and I think it's so cool the way you guys, I don't know, it sounds like it's an unfolding and adventure here. Are you going to put this out in the commercial market or what, Juan?
It's like a King Tut condoms production. Ramses has gotten back in the business. They're bringing the lambskin back, uh-huh. But they're bringing back some different, you know, different flavors.
So, you know, that's really beautiful. It's got like taste and it's got sensation, because I've always liked lambskin. I mean, I like lamb chops, but it's pretty good.
You're going to love the rainbow.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Al, how do you fit in this future venture that you have here with Juan? And Al, you can. It's better if we actually hear you. Move up to the mic.
Well, I like to keep things elongated. That's good. Juan's more of the mastermind.
You're definitely elongating the show, Al.
Yeah, so what else do you want to know?
What music do you guys want to hear?
Oh, that's really, you guys are here. We're going to play stuff if you want
to
hear it.
I think Juan said he wanted to hear Death Cab for Cutie. I got something.
Well, let's hear. Hey, Juan. Juan, what do you want to hear, Juan?
Death Cabs for Cute Ones.
Gosh almighty, you sound related.
What?
It's like, it's good. Listen, folks, we are so happy to have you guys. And, you know, you can always come back and you have a journey back to go to Hudson, because then you're going to catch the train. So, Al, anything you want to say? You're always welcome back. We'll find out more about you and we'll have some. Do you have a website? I imagine not.
No.
Yeah, we're setting that up now.
Okay, so we'll get back to you on that. And you're always welcome back. If you you guys sound like you're having a lot of fun, if you ever let us know, we'll you know, connect, let people know what you're doing.
Fancy meeting you here. I'm Osama bin Laden. Oh, hi, I'm Robinson Crusoe. I live on this island. Oh, you live on this island? I just came here in my rubber dinghy. Oh, hello there. I love the way you dress. It's very interesting. Oh, I know. I had to get out of my house in a hurry, and this is all I could find. Oh, well, why don't you come and have some of Robinson Crusoe's crustacean casserole? Oh, I will bring my plate over and have some of your crustacean casserole. Well, okay, Mr. Bin Laden, I'm glad that you found my island. Oh, well, I was hoping that I would find something out here with some people. Oh, yes, I've been living here a long time. I rather like it rather than going into the mainland. Oh, I don't need to go to the mainland anymore. Oh, you don't need to go to the mainland anymore either? Oh, no, no, I'm good. I don't need to go to the mainland anymore. Oh, well, Robinson Crusoe, why do you keep talking like you're not you? What do you mean? You keep saying, well, Robinson Crusoe, well, it's just it's a device I use to speak to people and have an important nature about myself. Well, listen, there's nothing good about having an important nature about yourself if you're not going to do something good. I did all these horrible things, and I feel horrible. I feel terrible. But now I have to hide out the rest of my life. This is ridiculous. Well, I will help you through it. I have a crustacean casserole right here. It's delicious. All right, I'll come over. I just have a lot on my mind. Well, Mr. Bin Laden, it's okay. I can speak to you about these things. Robinson Crusoe knows the answer to everything. Why, you just did it again. You just totally did it. You just called yourself yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I've had too many, many coconut fermented coconut drinks. Fermented coconut.
Oh my God. Okay. Let me just go knock the sand out of my shoes and my dinghy. I have some stuff over here. I'll be right over for dinner.
Okay, I'll see you in a little bit.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. This is my life now? This is my life? Is this what I get for believing in something? Maybe I believed in the wrong thing, but I did believe in something. Now I'm ready to believe in whatever the right thing is. I'm so, so sorry. Let's see here. Get my cigarette lighter. And second pair of shoes. These are really wet. Oh my God. I gotta make clothes out of leaves now? That guy's wearing clothes made out of leaves? Oh, okay. I guess I should bring him a gift. Got the new copy of Harper's from the ship. Harper's and some applesauce. I still have some of that New England apple jam, which I never eat. It's funny. But I mean, I lived in the mountains for a long time, and I loved the jam. And as soon as I moved into the city, I had no taste for it, really. Really didn't care for it. All right. Let's go over here.
Oh, I see you've come to join me for dinner, Mr. Bin Laden.
Yes, yes. I came over to say... Here's a little something.
Oh, what's this? Harper's Magazine? Oh, I've not seen this since the 1880s. Oh, and some apple jam. Well, let me just put that up on the shelf. I'm sure I'll be using that sometime soon.
It's okay. I don't need apple jam either. You don't have to defend yourself.
Okay, well, I made some crustacean stew. I didn't know what you'd like, and then here is some coconut fermentation I have in a coconut shell.
Now let me try some of that. Oh, that's delicious.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Mr. Bin Laden. How did you find yourself here?
Well, I was in a peck of trouble back home, and I just had to get out.
You had to get out. Did you leave word?
No, I didn't leave word. There's nothing Nothing for me there now. I've ruined everything. I had everything. Tried to have more. Tried to have eternal more. And now I'm just drinking coconut juice with leaves on. So, you tell me how it's going so far.
Well, when I first came here, I was very distressed as well, but I learned to live with the macaws and the turtles, whom I really enjoy talking to. They are my friends now. And the starfish come and talk to me at breakfast time. The starfish come and we have joyous juices together from the sea. Sea urchin squeezings.
Sea urchin squeezings. Well, I don't know if I can really get used to that, but I guess, you know, I'm just going to try and fit in best I can.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, and if there's anything you need, you just ask me.
Well, I will. Thank you, Mr. Crusoe.
Thank you, Mr. Bin Laden.
Take her away with your money and your cocaine. You keep thinking that her mind's gonna change, but I know everything is okay. She's gonna listen to her heart. It's gonna tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you. Think that I'm being used. You want her to think it's over, but you can't see it doesn't matter what you do. Buddy, you don't even know her. She's gonna listen to her heart. It's gonna tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you. Just can't sneak up behind her. Why can't you see that she's my girl? She's my girl. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you. Ooh.